The North Florida Sports Network.
All right. Welcome back. It's the North Florida Sports Network. And, you know, hoops, there it went again.
Hoops.
You know, most people probably moved on.
Poops, there it is.
Really tough year. I like this team.
Tough ending to the year.
Well, yeah, they had a tough
I still
start
think
too.
They're better than what they've been putting on the floor.
But
I don't know, though.
They came up short.
They got
on the road. Pitt.
They got beat up. Up short. They got their butts kicked, man.
Pitt's what this team wants to be. Max talent, you know, if everything goes their way. But nothing's gone their way. And there was just some bad. They didn't play well at all. And.
Yeah.
What do you got to say other than what's going to happen?
Right.
What do you do as a team? Yeah. Do you look? You see Florida getting better. They hired a new coach.
Yeah, they're going to make the tournament. They'll be in the tournament this year.
Oh yeah, they'll be in the tournament.
Much better.
Well, that you know, the conference has a lot to do with it. You know what's going to happen in the conference, but for now,
yeah.
Which makes me think that Ham's going to have another year, because right now with all the with everything that's going on the foot, you know, with the with the legal issues and the conference issues, you know, I don't think that's a big hire, you know, a guy who's been there for that long to
right.
Get his replacement.
I think you'd
try to give him one more year.
And I think it's doing it as much for yourself if you're the AD
right.
as you're doing it for Leonard Hamilton to
right.
prepare to make that hire to get right. Yeah, you know, because it is. You're going to get rid of a guy that's been there for decades, and you know, percentages aren't on your side that the next guy is going to be able to keep carrying the.
Well,
you got to try to get the best guy you can.
Yeah,
obviously
definitely can. If there's something that you see out there, like, or if you see an option that you can snag, and you know it. If not, I mean, you keep him another year.
Right. But I mean, at some point, you're going to have to, like, even if they say they bring him back, next year goes well, they make the tournament, you know, it's one last good season. Again, like, you're going to be rebuilding the team the next year.
Right.
Are you going to have the faith and the patience that Leonard Hamilton, even older now, even, I just think that you got to, at some point, you got to let him know that it's the last year. They haven't already done it this year, then yeah, I mean, you probably give them one more year. I mean, the season's not going to get any worse. I mean, you lose right. to Miami, it is what it is. You're not going to postseason anyway.
Nah, man. This is a big game.
Yeah,
dude. Still got one game that matters.
Sure.
It's a rivalry game.
Yeah, it'd be nice to win
a home game.
Don't
I
want...
think you can finish the season, the regular season, above 500.
Yeah, yeah.
You can finish the conference season 500. I mean, that's not – that matters, I think.
It does. I mean, you don't want to just
based on
pack
having
it in
the
yet.
Worst season, you coming off the worst season in program history.
Right.
Last year, you know, if you can say, hey, I came back and we were 500.
Right.
You know, next year we'll be better. You know, hopefully we'll have our roster full strength the whole year, you know. But they have to get better.
Yeah,
to have some pieces, they're gonna have to hit the transfer portal if that were to happen, like, real fast.
I mean,
get some shooters. They can't shoot the three worth of
dude.
Crap.
They. I'm gonna be honest with you. They need 10 new players at Watkins. That you know, Corin played really well last night. He's another one of the guys that every time he has kind of a big game, nobody else seems to do anything. But yeah, they're just And what are you going to be able to get in the transfer portal? That's the thing. It's like everybody's going to the transfer portal now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, and this is such a difference between football and basketball in terms of where Florida State sits in the pecking order and the
so
kind
there
of
has
that
to
are
be
available.
A new coach. at a certain point.
Right. And you should, I mean, they probably already have been planning this. I mean, as when you have an older coach, a guy that's been doing it for a long time, I mean, you got to keep looking and having names out there that are possibilities or guys that you would target. But it's, I don't know, it's a tough spot. You know, because if they are doing any recruiting at the high school level, which I don't really think they are, I mean, you tell them just don't even worry about it this year. You kind of just I don't know. It's a rough spot to be in. It's also a
different era, too. Like, it matters where you have to have NIL. You have to have money. You have to be able to offer. What are you going to offer the kid?
Yeah.
I think you want to develop them and get them drafted. And he did that for a good stretch. He did that really well, you know, and I still think he's right. A good coach. Well, it's no knock on Leonard Hamilton.
No,
it's just this era. You've seen it across like Coach K, no more. Jay Wright, the guy at Villanova coach.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, I can't do this. And that was way earlier.
Right.
He saw it coming.
Right. And it's, the style that Leonard Hamilton, you know, the program, having the bigger guards, the length, you know, sometimes sacrificing.
It takes
some offensive ability just to make sure that you have that defensive tenacity, that athleticism on the team. Like, it's when it's not going good and you're not getting like top players, like you're gonna look like we look. We can't score, you know, and that's,
yeah,
I don't see it changing. I don't see us going out and getting any shooters because everybody's going to be going out getting the top shooters. You know, you got to take what you can get. It's the same position you found yourself in last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you landed with Primo Spears.
Again, that's where I started off, though. You want to finish 500, so you're going to get another year just to ride it out, you know?
Right.
Maybe like, hey, goodbye, farewell tour.
Right.
You know, like, hey.
See what you get.
Yeah, so maybe you can get someone to come, want to be a part of that one last ride.
And maybe they will. Maybe when they go to the transfer portal, they will focus. They'll focus more on guys that can actually shoot and less about, you know, I know he's a guard, but is he 6'4"?
Yeah, I know, man. It just seems that it's going to be – it's more difficult than ever to do it the way Ham would want to do it.
Right.
You know, and his way worked. And in at the peak of his career.
Well, it worked because of the players. It worked because of the players.
Yeah, exactly. And then he lost the coaches, the recruiting.
Everything changed.
Down a tick.
Everything changed right after COVID canceled the season. Now the rules have
changed.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough game. You almost don't even want it for him. And you could, it's not the same game.
There's some schools
so you around have to go,
Florida State that have stepped their game up in basketball considerably that have also impacted Florida State.
Right. So you're going to have to get,
you know, Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, all of those schools that dip into Georgia and North Carolina to get players. Hell, Alabama even came into Quincy and got Chris Parker last year, who doesn't play, by the way. But it's made it harder. It's made it tougher. And, you know, you can't ignore the fact that you lost your two best recruiters for a long stretch of that success. Yeah.
So you need to find someone that's...
I think it's just time to wrap it up, man.
Yeah.
I think he's had a great career here. I think if he gets another year, it's definitely deserved.
Come on, book, man. Just like, look, hopefully get some hot, you know, flares to some boosters to come in, like some nitro boost to the team.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just like, wants to throw some money around.
Bob Miller comes back and develops. You know, he's got, you know.
Whatever.
I know.
He can do whatever he wants. I don't, like.
He needs a little bit of a spark.
I think he just, I don't know. Is he ever, I mean, are you ever going to get the effort out of that kid?
He's
that
still
makes
only
it,
19 years
right,
old, though.
Right, right. But.
And you
Man,
have to get,
when it's going good, he looks great. But when it's not going good, that he loafs a lot, man.
Right. So that's what I meant. He needs that spark.
Yeah.
And that hunger. And maybe he'll get it. Maybe he'll get the feedback.
If there was, you know, like strong vocal leadership or like a general on the team. You
hear things like this team's not vocal.
Right. That's going to be bad in basketball, man. Right. That's never going to be good ever. But you got to recruit. You can't recruit that. You got to recruit guys that are going to go out there and be leaders.
Well,
most of the time that comes with guards, man, like guys that are floor generals. And I like, for me, you got to just quit ignoring kids based on their height. You just got to go get dogs at the guard position. You know, kids that can handle the ball, number one. I don't know. It just watching Jalen Worley get wide open looks behind the arc last night, just the entire first half, and not even think about shooting it.
That's
a liability, man. Like what? I don't know. It's frustrating. I think the team is better than scratching 500. I think they could have made the NIT this year, been a bubble team had they been at full strength, but they just kind of, I don't know. They lost some steam here down the stretch.
Yeah.
I think the loss to Georgia Tech pretty much put the nail in it.
Well, you know, you hopefully get some pride on the last game. You don't want to lose.
Yeah, I mean, you got Matt Cleveland coming in here. It's senior day.
You got to take that personal.
Senior day. This kid, you know, he left 500 and went to Miami.
Is on the line. And
really wish that Fletcher was healthy.
Right. Playing. Well, he's not. And
he's not.
You got to bring it one last time at home. It'll be on the weekend. Start a spring break.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe there'll be a crowd. Maybe not.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Just got to come, bring it, get a win, finish the season 500. I mean, if you look at it, last year was really bad.
It's an improvement.
So you have to just build. You can't really, you know, you have to keep trying.
Yeah.
Hamilton's coming back, you got to try to develop these guys, and you got to try to get better.
Yeah, but what else?
Corn's gotten better.
Yeah, he has. What's coming back?
He's going to be limited in certain areas, like defensively. What's he give you?
Where's
that shot blocking ability? Where's the rebounding? And unless you're going to turn it up, and if you want to play that style, you need to have a little bit more firepower. And the team just shoots under 30% from three way too many times, and you're never going to win. In today's game.
It's not even the three that bothers me the most. It's the fact that nobody has a mid-range. You know, Primo has one every now and then. If he can hit that shot, he's got a mid-range shot. Nobody else does anything inside the arc well at all. You know, and I'm including layup. Like, Jameer Watkins can drive to the lane, get to the lane. He can actually make a layup. That's it. Yeah. Nobody else has any offensive game, you know, getting to the hoop. Like, it's just they're severely limited with how they can score, man.
Well, yeah. Hoops, there it went. There it was.
Hoops, get a new team.
What's going on in football?
Football?
I know baseball's on a tear. They got delayed the other day.
Yeah, they play at 4 today.
They play today.
Watch out, though. That's one of those teams, man. Gulf Coast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's gonna be baseball. It's baseball, man. You're gonna have your ups and downs. Yeah. But like were saying the last show, this team, the lineup's a lot better.
It is.
And that's gonna give you a chance to win more games that your pitching doesn't show up, like they did in that tournament.
Yeah.
So you build off that, and the pitching gets, you know, you work on it, and you have less pressure on you because you have more consistent lineup, and you can go out there and work on things and hopefully have and gain ability to, you know, step up. And it's exciting.
Yeah, and the kid they're starting today has been pretty good so far in the season.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Connor Whitaker, he's, you know, so we'll see. It's a good little test. They're not, Gulf Coast ain't the team they were last year.
No. Well,
we had to go.
Gotta get on out of here. Going on in recruiting
and bringing in some it's all the linemen, man, shuffling in the big guys.
Oh, yeah.
Next couple weeks.
Give me back my son.
Yeah, it's gonna be spring visits.
All right.
I mean, they uptick in recruiting considerably after last season. Four-star, five-star, those kind of kids coming through.
What's exciting about it is to see the consistent program that you have. You know, you had a coach that was well-respected, highly regarded in the industry. Alabama went after him.
I mean, it's not lost. Like, you know, it's not going to be lost on
Lane Kiffin. You know? And I'm glad that we don't.
I'm not glad to say that.
It wouldn't have worked, but
I mean, they may have. And again, it's prime target. That doesn't mean he's going to say yes.
He's referring to, you know, Chris Lowe report.
Right. Sure, it's
great.
100% accurate. Yep.
That's outstanding. But Norvell's here implementing his plan still, and it works. Set to buy in, and he's only getting guys that want to come. So,
yeah,
and the uptake of the pool is just getting bigger. You know, the kiddie pool that he asked to choose,
right?
You got the good swimmers, is just getting bigger,
right?
People want to come swimming.
We'll see, man. We'll see if he can capitalize on that, or if he's just going to be a guy that's going to have us right there at the old 8-12 range. It's whatever, man. I don't care. Rankings don't matter. No.
I mean, you look at the results and the player's development, and that's what you're getting here. That's what you had. That's why Alabama wanted that.
Yeah.
Because you have a standard. You have to come to work every day.
Exactly. You just
can't control, you're not going to be able to control every little thing in the game, but you can control how you react to. How you wake up, how you go about doing things. And it was working. They wanted him. They didn't get him. He's here. You should be excited about that. It's going to attract the talent level. It's only going to increase.
Yeah, without question. We can finally get into the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll watch the baseball, man, and we'll see how that goes. We'll watch it. We'll react to it. And we'll talk to you next time right here on North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our